So let's review. The Gemara earlier established the principle of Yesh Beidas Lishoyel, a case of doubtful tumah which involves a person who can be asked whether or not he is tummy. Davash Yesh Beidas Lishoyel, Beshus HaYochet Svikei Tomei, Beshus HaRabim Svikei Tar. It is considered a certain tumah only if it occurred in a private area. B'she'im Beidas Lishoyel, Bein Beshus HaYochet, Bein Beshus HaRabim Svikei Tar. If it only concerns objects, which obviously cannot be consulted, it is tahar regardless where it occurred. This was derived from Saita, who is considered Vadei Tameh, and is a case of Yesh Beidas Lishoyel and Beshus HaYochet. The Gemara now cites an alternate source for this halacha, Basar Kodesh, the meat of the Karbanis. The beginning of the pasuk states, V'abasar sheyigi b'chol tameh lo yachol. This implies that only if it's certainly tameh, it may not be eaten, but if it's possibly tummy, it may be eaten. On the other hand, the end of the pasuk states, "V'abasar kol tar yechel basar." Only someone who is certainly tar may eat the meat, but someone who is possibly tummy may not eat it. To resolve the contradiction, we must differentiate as follows: "Kanch yesh b'das lishol, kanch ein b'das lishol." The first part of the pasuk is referring to ein b'das lishol, an object that might be tummy, therefore sveikar tar. The second pasuk is referring to a yesh b'das lishol, a person who might be tamei, and therefore sveikar tamei. The Gemara explains that both sources are in fact necessary, because if we only had Besar Kodesh, we might have thought, Bein Beshus HaRabim uBein Beshus HaYochet sveikar tamei, because Besar Kodesh can be found in both places. Therefore, Saita teaches us that only Beshus HaYochet sveikar tamei. On the other hand, if we only had Saita, we might have thought ad ikadas negeya umagia sveikai tame, as in the case of Saita. Both the negeya, the one becoming tame, the woman, and the magia, the mitame, the boil, are both yesh beidas lishoyel, and only in such a case is sveikai tame. Therefore, Besar Kodesh teaches us that even if only one of them is yesh beidas lishoyel, as long as the person is either the tame or the mitame, the halacha is sveikai tame. We now return to the Mishnah Daf Chav Zayin that listed many halachas that were said by Bayayim on the day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azari was appointed Nasi. As this case concerns the susceptibility of specific categories of items to various degrees of Tumah, let's briefly review how Tumah is transmitted. An Ava Tumah is the primary source of the Tumah, such as a Saita, a Sheretz, or someone who contacted a corpse. Anything that comes in contact with it becomes a Rishon, a first degree of Tumah. And any food that comes in contact with a Rishon is a Sheni, a second degree of Tumah. Our Gemara discusses the possibility of Truma and Kodshim to become a Shlishi or even a Revi, lesser degrees of Tumah. Zok the Mishnah, Bay Bayim Dorish Rabbi Kiva, V'chli Cheres HaShayipo Mehem Al Toichai, Kol HaShem B'Toichai Tamei. The Pasuk says that whatever falls into an earthenware vessel becomes Tamei. However, Ein Ha'Omer Tamei, Eli Yatamei, L'Tamei Acherim. The Pasuk uses the term Yitma, which can also be read as Yitame, implying that the object can also transmit Tumah further. Lamed al kikar sheni shemitame es ashlishi. This teaches us that a sheni can transmit Tumah to another object, producing a shlishi, a third degree of Tumah. Amr Bishua, mi yigala afer meinech Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai, sheyisa oimer asa der achar letar kikar shlishi, shein lemikar min atayra shutame. Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai said that since the Torah does not explicitly discuss the possibility of a shlishi, future generations may claim that it is indeed tar. However, v'alei Rabbi Kiva talmidcha, maybe lo mikra min atayra shutame, shenema kol asher b'teicha yitma. Rabbi Kiva has shown that there is a pasuk explicitly referring to a shlishi. This sugya is dealt with in great detail in Masechet Pesachim Daf Yud Ches Yutes. We will review it here briefly. Rabbi Kiva holds Sheni Oysa Shlishi, even Bechulin, and derives it from the Pasuk Yitma Yitame. Rabbi Yechim and Zaki holds Sheni Oysa Shlishi only Betruma, and derives it from a Kavochemer. On the other hand, we can learn this Kavochemer from Tvul Yoim Shepaisal Betruma, so to Sheni Oysa Shlishi Betruma. However, it can be refuted by Mala Tvul Yoim Sheken Navatoma. A Tvul Yoim has a unique stringency in that the Tvul Yoim is oftentimes the original source of Tuma, and therefore we cannot assume that its halachas would apply to Sheni as well. On the other hand, we can learn this Kavochemer from Klicheres Shepaisla Betruma, so to Sheni Eisishlishi Betruma. However, this can also be refuted by Malik Klicheres Rekim Etami Ma'aviroi. A Klicheres has the unique stringency that it causes Tuma through its ear space without physical contact, and therefore we cannot assume that its halachas would apply to another Sheni as well. Therefore, the Gemara concludes that we must learn it from Hatzara Shava Shaban. Shemutar and Mechulun, Upaisla Mechuma, Koshkin Kikur Shaini, Shepaisla Mechulun, the Paisla Mechuma. Tvulyam and Klicheres share the common characteristic of being Tameh. If they are unfit in regard to Truma, certainly a Shaini, which is considered unfit even in regard to Chulun, should cause a Shlishi Bechuma. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Yechon was concerned that future generations would reject this Kavuchim on the grounds that Malat Hatzara Shavisha Behen Shikin Yishben Sad Chomer. They both share the characteristic of having a unique stringency, as opposed to a Shaini. However, Rabbi Yechon Zakeh Tzad Chomer Loi Parch. Rabbi Yechon Zakeh validates such a Kavuchim because since their stringencies are different, we do not attribute the halachas to the stringencies. The Gemara now digresses to discuss Kachim's unique susceptibility to Tumah. Amr B'Yesi, Shlishi v'Kodesh min HaTorah v'Revi mekavel chaymer. The Torah states explicitly that Kodesh can become a Shlishi, because the pasuk concerning Kachim says, V'habasa sheyiga b'chol tamei lo yechel, mi lo yaskin denoga b'sheni, v'amr achmano lo yechel. The general term called tamei includes a sheni, teaching us that sheni is a Shlishi v'Kodesh, and Kachim can become even a Revi, a fourth degree of Tumah. This is learned from mekavel chaymer. A Tameh who has not yet brought his obligatory carbon to complete his purification may eat Truma, but may not eat Kodesh. Therefore, if even Truma can become a Shlishi, certainly a Shlishi should transmit Tumah further to create a Revi B'Kodesh. However, B'Yechlin takes issue with this Kavu Chaimah. Truma that came into contact with a Tvul Yom is rendered unfit. However, it does not transmit Tumah further. According to Rabbi Yossi's reasoning, we should apply the same Kavu Chaimah in this case as well, and it should be Eiser Revi. The Gemara points out that the assumption that something touched by Tvul Yom cannot create a Revi B'Kodesh is actually the subject of a Machlaikis. Abishol Eimer, Tvul Yom Tchila L'Kodesh. The Rabbanan decreed that food touched by Tvul Yom has the status of a Rishon in regard to Kachim, therefore it has the ability, the Tamashnaim, a Lifsal Echad, to transmit Tumah to another 3 degrees, rendering them a Sheini, Shlishi, Revi. Remeir, on the other hand, maintains that a Tvul Yom, who can render Truma a Shlishi, is no different than any Sheini, therefore Metame Echad, a Paisal Echad. It only transmits Tumah for another 2 degrees to a Shlishi and then a Revi. Bachacham Aymrim, Shem Shepaisal Echli Truma, Umashki Truma, the Chacham hold that Kachim is no more susceptible to Tumah than Truma. Therefore, Tumah can only be transmitted 1 additional degree to a Shlishi.